This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. If you're watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is a warning for sugar babies and OnlyFans content creators. In this podcast, I'm going to use the word benefactor for either a sugar daddy who is transferring money to a sugar baby or for a subscriber sending money to an OnlyFans content creator. This podcast is a warning about financial scams and money laundering schemes, and also gives some advice on accounting and income taxes related to sugar baby or OnlyFans income. Number one, this is a very big scam alert. You never want to be transferring money out of your account to another third party after you receive money from your benefactor. So, for example, you are a sugar baby and you're supposed to get $1,000 per week from your sugar daddy, but your sugar daddy wants to send you $10,000 and then wants you to disperse or distribute the $9,000 difference to a third party. Never do this. There is no reason why your sugar daddy cannot pay those bills directly out of their own account. This is most likely a money laundering scheme or some other attempt at hiding financial transactions. If you do these transfers for your benefactor, then you might be complicit in a crime. Number two, set up a separate bank account for your sugar baby or OnlyFans transactions. Never give a benefactor information for the main bank account you use every day. That means do not give out the bank account number and routing number to your main bank account. Always set up a separate bank account just for your sugar baby or OnlyFans income. If someone has your bank routing and account information, there are many ways they can use this to get access to the other money in that account. By having a separate account just for the income from your benefactor, you can then move that money to your personal account and never have to worry that anyone can get access to your main bank account. Number three, remember, your sugar baby or OnlyFans income is taxable. Be sure to keep track of your income and your expenses like any other business owner would do, so you can give that information to your CPA at the end of the year to get your taxes done. Along with that, you need to pay estimated taxes when you are a business owner. You cannot wait to pay your taxes at the end of the year when you have your own business. You need to pay estimated taxes on a quarterly basis during the year. So please seek out a reputable CPA to assist you with this process. If you don't file your taxes correctly, then you can be charged with tax evasion. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.